Good afternoon. Welcome to Agriculture Today. As we come to you live from the Precision Planting Winter Conference, our special coverage is sponsored by Premium Ag Solutions of Hitterdahl, Minnesota, one of the premier dealers with Precision Planting. A whole lot more coming your way during Agriculture Today, but first let's get a check on those numbers. Randy, what's happening in the markets today?
Pretty quiet all the way across the board here. We're lower with cents. Don?
Thanks so much, Randy. As mentioned, we're at the Precision Planting Winter Conference. New location this year. We're at the Can-Ed Inn in Grand Forks. Our special coverage brought to you by Premium Ag Solutions of Hitterdahl. And Bo Jacobson is with us, president and CEO of Premium Ag Solutions. Talk to me about this conference, Bo. This is really where technology and agriculture all comes together.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's been an impressive deal. You know, it started out in Tremont, Illinois over a decade ago, and used to drive guys down, fly guys down, and then we got the idea to start branching it out and do some video feeds, and that's continued to grow. And you know, I would say there's thousands of farmers that are attending throughout North America. It's quite impressive when you see the attendance that these guys it's brought in, and a lot of information. You know, it's new products every year, and moving into the sprayer world now. So it's everything is every year. It's something new, something exciting, and some of this AI technology that's coming out is you know, it's mind blowing.
It really is. I heard him talk today about the 12, I think a dozen products that are in the R&D phase right now. You talk about Tremont, Illinois, where the company is based, I think corn soybean country. How does this work in, say, canola, some of these kind of things?
You know, well, it's probably been 7-8 years now that we really started pushing to get into some of the specialty crops, especially in Red River Valley here. And, you know, we got Precision's attention. We started dabbling with different things. We started doing test plots in this area. And we seen great ROIs on it. We definitely got their attention and moved across the globe with it. So it's interesting. And there's an ROI in all crops. I mean, we've seen it in sunflowers, we've seen it in sugar beets, edible beans, canola, and the liquid fertilizer technology as far as site-specific application is exciting and cost savings. And the ROI on the Precision Planting products are proven. And year in and year out, they just keep putting money in farmers' pockets.
What it's all about. Premium Ag Solutions, obviously a Precision planting dealer. You're much more than that as well.
Yeah, we're involved in crop insurance, you know, Channel Seed, ATI Tracks. We dabble 360 Yield Center. So, you know, we try and work with anything that can benefit the farmer. And we are farmers ourselves, too, so we get to play with all the technology and all the tools in our own operation and prove it out before we go to market with it.
Really good. Bo Jacobson with us once again from Premium Ag Solutions. They're based at Hitterdahl, Minnesota. They're sponsoring our coverage today and tomorrow from the Precision Planting Winter Conference, again at the Can-Ed Inn in Grand Forks. You're listening to the Red River Farm Network. Good afternoon, Farm News on the Red River Farm Network. I'm Don Wick. We have Randy Coonan and Sarah Doctor in studio, Whitney Pittman at MinAg Expo in Mankato, and we're coming to you from the Precision Planting Winter Conference today. New location this year. We're at the Can-Ed Inn in Grand Forks. Again, our special coverage made possible by Premium Ag Solutions of Hitterdahl, Minnesota. Brent Horner with us right now, regional manager with Precision Planting. We talk about this event, winter conference time. This is going on today, but it's available tomorrow. Folks can't make it today, they still can come here tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got availability for seats tomorrow as well, right here back at the Can-Ed Inn in Grand Forks, again tomorrow from 9 to about 4:30.
I love this meeting because every year I come and I learn something. There's always a lot of things happening with Precision Planting. You've got some new things going on. One thing in particular is maybe something that we're very familiar with is the 2020 and the field sense, but we're kind of moving that into a new generation.
Yeah, so exciting time for us to get all of our growers together and talk to the folks about what's coming, you know, education and help along the way. But yeah, we introduced a panorama today as an addition to the 2020 where it's going to help you guys as growers move your data where you want to get it moved to, an easier way, really help to get that data where you want and analyze it and use it.
So everything on your app or on your phone?
Yeah, it's going to be an app that you'll be able to access from your phone. We know you're going to have your phone in your pocket all the time, so it's going to transmit nicely from the 2020 right to that app on your phone.
So we're also able to utilize this no matter what kind of platform we're using, correct?
Yep, so that data, once it's in Panorama, we're going to continue to work with other manufacturers, other data companies to build APIs and give you the ability to take that data from Panorama and get it to your choice of data platform. So it's going to be an easy way for you to manage the data and really get it where you want it to be.
You spoke a lot about crop emergence. If we don't get that crop started right, it's not going to finish right. Tell me really what we're talking about here. What's the importance of getting that crop going right?
Yeah, so we talked a lot here this morning about emergence and the importance of getting those plants to come up all equal, all uniform, what we can give up and yield. And we spent some time this morning working with the growers on here's the maintenance that we can focus on around creating the furrow right, things that we can do now on the planter that's going to help us when we get in the field and make sure that that emergence is right.
Again, folks, it's a real lesson to come here tomorrow. We sure invite folks to attend. Do they need to register or anything? How's that work, Brent?
Yeah, we'll have you registered. Go to precisionplanting.com and click on Winter Conference. You can register right there. We'd appreciate if you register at that time. Love to see you here tomorrow.
Good deal. Brent Horner with us, regional manager, again, with Precision Planting. We're at their Winter Conference, the Grand Forks location. And, again, our coverage made possible by Premium Ag Solutions. That's we got more to come, but right now let's turn our attention to Sierra Doctor. Sierra? Good afternoon. Farm news on the Red River Farm Network. Once again, we are at the Precision Planting Winter Conference. Our special coverage made possible by Premium Ag Solutions of Hitterdahl, Minnesota. They're one of the premier dealers for precision planting. Again, our conference going on at the Can-Ad Inn in Grand Forks. If you can't make it today, be here tomorrow. Austin Stahl with us right now from Premium Ag Solutions. Love this meeting every year, Austin, and learn what's new. One thing I saw different today was really the venture into the spraying side of this business. What are we seeing there?
Right. Yeah, Precision Planting's done a really good job over the years of covering planters. Now they're venturing into the post-planting, you know, spraying side of things. Kind of the same shutoffs, all kind of the same principles as planting, but venturing into the sprayer market, it's a new thing, exciting.
About ROI, the savings that we could have by doing the spraying the way they're looking at today, with this new technology is pretty amazing.
Right, yeah, the kind of the See and Spray, you know, weed identification, spot spray. Don't have to cover the whole field, just kind of go out there and, you know, up to, you know, do 30% of a field instead of doing the whole field. Save a lot of chemical costs that way.
We also see things, it looks to me like more user-friendly and able to use it across platforms when we talk about the Panorama, the new system we're talking about here today.
Right, yeah, Panorama is going to be a really nice seamless integration from the 2020 system directly to Panorama, and also have the ability to talk to other companies, whether it be Deere, IH, whoever it may be, just be able to share data more seamlessly.
How does Premium Ag Solutions fit into the whole story here?
We're a premier dealer, have been for a long time, 15 years or so. Service, you know, sales service. We also run it on our own farm. So we kind of live and breathe the stuff.
Good to see. And I'm guessing you're pretty busy this time of year, just getting planters tuned up for spring.
Yep. Parts are starting to come in. Planters in the shop. Done a few customer planters already at their place. So it's heating up.
Good deal. Austin Stahl with us again from Premium Ag Solutions. We're at the Precision Planting Winter Conference in Grand Forks. It's our Agriculture Today. Welcome to Inside Agriculture on the Red River Farm Network. We're on the go today. It is the Precision Planting Winter Conference today and tomorrow in Grand Forks. New location this year, so make sure you check it out. You can still come in and attend tomorrow. Our special coverage made possible by Premium Ag Solutions of Hitterdahl, Minnesota. And Troy Amundson is with us right now from Premium Ag Solutions. We talk a lot about the planter, and that's important because if we don't start this crop right, we're not going to finish right.
Right. I mean, we've kind of beat the planter to death for years here, but it never fails. It's the most important pass of the spring and of the season. And if we don't get that right, we're going to have issues for the next of the year. I mean, we always talk about the planter is setting the stage where everything else is just a protection mechanism. So, I mean, we talk maintenance, we talk about the basics, because if we don't get the basics right, all of the you know, hot rod attachments we might want to put on a planter are really null and void at that point.
There's a lot of attention put on maintenance in the discussion this morning, more than I even thought about. There's a lot of things that we should be looking at.
Right. There's so many little wearable items on these planters nowadays that, I mean, any piece of metal on there can be worn and can be hindering the performance of it. So, I mean, we look through those things with a fine-tooth comb. I mean, we'll tear planters down to the bare frame and just start going through them piece by piece. And, I mean, it's crazy the amount of times we'll find a planter that, you know, maybe the shell of it looks good, and you get to the inside of it, and it's like, this thing, it needs a lot of work, and you wouldn't know it from the surface. So, I mean, at the end of the day, maintenance is the absolute most important piece we can look at.
Premium Ag Solutions, you're still doing a lot of custom work?
Yeah, we do quite a bit of stuff. I mean, we do anything from go out to a guy's place, work on their planter there. And in those cases, a lot of times we'll get guys started on a project and then come back and help them finish the project. Bring their planter to our shop. We'll go through them head to toe. It's kind of a wide variety of different things we do. But the biggest thing with this time of the year is the calendar's clicking quickly. I mean, sad to say, but we're 6 weeks from March. So, I mean, all of a sudden March comes and the ceiling and the roof starts to drip on the shed and guys get excited. So, I mean, if you're looking for something to be done on your planter before spring, we need to get you on the schedule sooner than later.
Good deal. Again, Premium Ag Solutions, bringing you our update from the Precision Planting Winter Conference. Randy, what are you seeing in the market?